I just hope he doesn't change his mind.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rose Pricks podcast, where we make fun of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and Bachelor in Paradise because they deserve it. I'm Stephanie Wilder Taylor. You know me from For Crying Out Loud podcast. And with me is the hilarious, I'm a super fan, Ronnie Karam from the Big Brother Smother podcast and Trash Talk TV. And Watch What Crappens, my favorite. And this.
Stephanie.
Hi,
and this. Hi, Steph.
How's it going?
Long time no talk.
I know. Yesterday.
It's going really well for me because I was so scared. We found out who the new Bachelor is last night. Don't worry. That's not why I'm scared. But I was scared because I found out that the Bachelor doesn't come back till January. And I was like, what are we going to talk about? And then I did a little internet search, and Finding Prince Charming, Logo's gay version of The Bachelor, will be starting next week. So
that excites me to a level that it shouldn't excite me.
I know, huh?
It's too much. Too much goodness.
I'm so excited. I love a gay joke.
Then when we call everyone gay, we really mean it.
I know. I wonder if this show
is gayer than the other guys.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to have like closet cases the other way around. Like
I was going to go, oh my God, that guy is so straight.
Yeah, because there's a lot of those. Yeah, there's a lot of those. There are a lot of those in the gay community, especially in the stripper. You shouldn't even call them strippers because they're just, step ball changers, I should say, or step touchers. Like they just step touch in jock straps. They don't really strip. But anyway, those guys are all supposedly straight, I'm so sure. So hopefully there's a couple of those.
Now, I knew a guy. I was casting something a while ago, and there was a guy who was so good looking. And it was funny. He was very flirty. But then we found out that he was a bartender, probably maybe dancer, at a gay club. But then some of my gay friends were like, yeah, but he could easily be straight. Not that he was, but because straight guys make a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, that's a straight guy.
You think?
Yeah.
Straight guy occupation?
Oh, yeah. But there's a lot of them out there who do that. It's like when you don't eat Chinese food, but you get a job waiting tables at a Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
And like, who cares? At the end of the day, I mean, you get some fingers in your noodle and you're out. You get your money and you go home.
I would just figure that bartending at a gay club, though, is also kind of lifestyle. Like, you're there because you're gay and you want to meet people and that's your crowd.
Oh, hell no. Bartenders don't like their customers all the time, especially in a gay club. We're evil.
Really? I would think, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it is, but who knows? This world is so fluid, guys. There are no labels. Thankfully, Logo's still putting labels on shit.
Yes.
And we're going to watch it. So we're going to be covering that. And I think we'll just call the podcast the same thing, right? Rose Pricks? It would still work. Probably better now.
I'm sure there's a rose in that one, too.
Of some sort. So we'll be covering that. And today's bonus episode...
Will you accept this cock ring? I will. Of course I will.
Will you accept this cornhole rose? Will you accept the budding rose of my cornhole? That's so gross. There's going to be a lot of gross jokes in that. But we're going to cover the cast. We're going to do a cast rundown and preview and all that good stuff in the bonus episode. So if you guys want that, subscribe to be the premium subscriber. Blah. This is morning. I feel crazy today already. But subscribe. And thank you to everybody who's subscribing. These episodes will always remain free for the first couple of weeks and then move over to premium with the bonus episode. So if you want that stuff, go get them, y'all. And thank you for everybody who is subscribing.
Hashtag blessed.
Blessed. Hashtag blessed. Okay.
All right. Night two.
Night two.
The crabs are restless.
Man, they had running crabs in every damn scene in this episode.
I know.
Those crabs were terrified.
They're huge.
They're huge.
Need a really big crab comb.
They had crabs
guys.
Running backwards, sideways. And we knew what the crabs were in store for because it opens with, another shocking episode of The Bachelor in Paradise.
It was pretty good.
It was good, but is anything really shocking on this show?
No, nothing shocking.
Someone could like go poop and accidentally have a baby and not have known they were pregnant, and I still wouldn't be shocked.
I know.
Like, eh, it's this show.
Yeah. Like, so it's open the show with Jared. He wants to know, he's talking to Kayla, who's telling him, repeating that she wants to leave the show.
I just want to go out because I feel like you're like paying attention to another girl too much. And like, you know, she's going to come between us.
And he's like, okay, let me talk to Ashley first.
Yeah, of course. I just don't feel comfortable here because of your relationship with Ashley. Okay, let me go check with Ashley. Let me go see if Ashley feels comfortable about you not feeling comfortable with my relationship with Ashley. So just check in.
Yeah. So then what does Ashley think? She's like, Kayla's an awful person and Jared is pure-hearted. Like, I just did this to protect him. And then she starts laughing.
Oh, that was the best.
They keep playing this sound effect of her laughing over and over again while she's eating a big flat taco.
She's so crazy in this one. She's just like, I know it hurts him now, but it's better for him in the long run. I started thinking of her as Kathy Bates in Misery. She's like, I'm just trying to save you from that cock-a-doody whore, Jared. I mean,
oh my
Kayla.
God. Jared.
I'm just trying to save you from that cock-a-doody whore.
Jared could get his legs cut off like James Caan in that movie, and people would still think he's fucking hot because all you can look at are his eyebrows.
Yeah. You'd be like, he's hobbled, but he has a great beard.
No one would even notice. I'd be like, I'm just looking into his eyes. Why is he calling Ashley right now? God damn it.
So then I just have down that Ashley cries and cries and cries and it's boring. It's just more of the same.
It's amazing. Right? How and dare you?
And Jared gives her a hug. Why? And
day.
She sobs. And then she's like, Jared is the greatest guy. He has a golden soul and he makes everybody's life better. He's like a Glade plug-in. Like, if whatever room you go in, you can, like, smell it, and it's, like, makes everything more pleasant.
Unless you're Kayla, in which case the Glade plug-in will come in, and it will choke you. It will choke you to death.
I like when a really great guy.
He's amazing. Like, he's always there for me unconditionally. Like, he's so loyal. Your dog is in a jar. Like, how could you go back and forth from talking about your dog to Jared, okay?
Another person who's really amazing is Jorge, because he made me a really good mojito.
You know, that's the thing with her.
Better.
She doesn't even love Jorge. Look at all Jorge's done for her. Jorge is that guy. He's listened to all of her shit for days, because you know it's gone on for days of her snotting all over his bar. He's been having to put extra bleach in those buckets that you throw the towels in, you know, in between cleaning a table. He's had to put up with this bitch for days. Does she even know his name yet? Probably not. She's not ever. She's not going to give him a hug goodbye. He's just an employee to her. How dare you?
How dare you? So then Kayla crams all her shit into a suitcase and climbs in an SUV. And then Jared gives
How could she?
Ashley...
Everyone in the world needs a Jared.
But then Jared is like, I've got to go. She's like, no, one more hug.
Yeah. Oh, he's wait. Like, I love how she just stops sobbing all of a sudden. She's like, wait, not even one more hug.
Like, no.
Yeah. And he also said, it's not about you. It's about me. Okay.
So weird. Then he climbs into the SUV with no bags. Just the stupid swim shorts he's been wearing in every episode.
And he's so noncommittal. Kayla starts doing her boring ass crying in the truck thing. And she's like,
well, it was really hard because when I was in there was this other girl and her name was Ashley.
And the car is going so slowly. It's like being walked.
Right.
It looks like it's just being pushed, you know?
Right.
And then you see Jared like kind of speed walking.
Jorge's like pushing the car. She's like
fucking Ashley
did
this
to me. Put it in neutral and just have Jorge push us down the driveway in case Jared wants to come climb in.
This is Ashley's fault. She would not be leaving if it weren't for Ashley. So you see Jared, who's totally like not even in love. He's kind of speed walking towards the car. It's like, I think I can catch it.
Yeah.
So she's like,
it's like, Jorge, just walk a little slower.
Yeah. Like, Jorge, there's a spot on the bar that Ashley left. She dropped some taco cheese on the bar. He's like, cut the meat! I can't keep up with nothing! Jorge's out of there. I love how noncommittal Jared is, because he gets in the car and he's like, hey, thought maybe I'd take a ride with you. He never says, ooh, can't wait to get on that Southwest. You know, I hope we're not in boarding group C on Southwest today together. He's like, oh, I'll talk to you on the way to wherever the hell you're pretending to go.
I thought the same thing. Well, obviously. But I thought the exact same thing. He doesn't have any bags. So is he really leaving?
No. I don't think he's really leaving, is he? And I don't think she's really leaving. Or are they? I mean, I guess they would have people to pack stuff up. Although I don't know how many employees are on this show because everybody looks really dirty and exhausted. I don't think they're being taken care of in any way. And the only food we've seen really looks microwavable.
It really does.
I don't know that anybody's working. Yeah. So now Ashley feels guilty for whatever reason. So she's like,
I feel so bad.
And like, I stand by Kayla being a dirty slut. But still, like, ooh.
So she's sitting and doing this to Evan, Carly, and Amber. Oh, Amber's her name, right? Yeah. Amanda. Sorry.
Oh, whatever. Amanda.
N-A-M name.
And Evan.
And Amanda is wearing this. Did you notice this? This is a chick thing, but a huge banana clip in her hair. So, which I was wondering if that's okay with Josh. Or if he would be like, what did I tell you about wearing your hair down? I genuinely like ladies to be ladies. Hair down. No banana clip.
If you're wearing any kind of clip, it's going to be a chip clip, bitch. I love you. I just want to make sure you're okay.
That banana clip. Is your hair okay? Is your hair okay? Well, if it's okay, why is it up?
Yeah, why are you trying to hide that bruise on your cheek? Take out the banana clip, bitch.
So Ashley starts being concerned.
I lost my best friend other than my dog who's still in the jar, but still, at least she's in my room. Like, where's Jared?
I'm really scared that people might think I'm crazy. Like, what if people think it's me? Like, that I'm the crazy one. When I'm not the crazy one, Kayla's the crazy one. She's so unstable.
Carly was looking at her like she wanted to kill her. And I just thought, Carly, you better get used to this because you're marrying a sobbing little girl, okay? Evan, before Ashley even walked up, Evan's like, girl, you should see what Ashley just did. Ashley is being like so mean. She's not even thinking about anybody's feelings but her own. And I'm like, things are going to explode. Like right now, things are going to explode. Like Jared will like never like talk to her again. It's like, you are a little girl with a stippled on beard. Oh, I don't know. God. Has she not grabbed your wiener yet? Oh, I don't want to spoil what happens later. So Ashley's sobbing, and then Ashley actually says this. She goes, I feel guilty, but, like, right now I have to focus on me.
Yeah. Me? I need to focus on me and Wells, who better not like Jamie better. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, she went from focusing on me, which has never happened which has never not happened anyway, to focusing on Wells. It's like, make up your mind.
Yeah, and then we get our Lenny and Squiggy moment. Hello! Which is Wells comes running in with Jamie, holding hands. Oh my god, our date was magical!
Right after she says, I really hope their date sucked. And they run in like, that was amazing! Oh my god, that was the best date of all time!
I think that's better! Dune buggy! Underboob!
We're gonna have our own calendar because we have so many dates in us! Oh my god! We are full of dates. That was the best date ever. Like, I've driven cars before, but I've never driven it like that through the mud with somebody I love. I'm so in love with you. And he's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh my God, it was amazing. Like, remember when we were in a car? Blah, 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 blah.
And Ashley's just sitting there like, I am in a homicidal rage, but I'm going to keep this poker face on because I don't want anybody to know what I'm plotting.
Because she doesn't even know. She's like, should I kill Jared, cut off one of my own toes, stab a bunny? Like, she doesn't even know. She's just going through a list of shit she could do. Also, there's a huge storm happening right now. Hurricane Ashley! It's the first episode they haven't called somebody a hurricane yet, by the way.
You're right.
But there's a huge storm there, and the happy couple doesn't even care. And when everyone's waiting for them, they're like, that's just the longest date day ever. So Ashley is cuddling with her, you know, studio apartment crate full of makeup.
Yep. And size of a handicapped bathroom stall.
Yeah.
Makeup. And then Wells pulls her aside. Wells is like, oh God, Ashley doesn't look mad, which probably tells me she's really mad. So I better talk to her.
Yes.
So then he's like, hey, what's up? So I went on a date, you know, and I'm pretty into her. And she's like, I don't mind you leaving, but like without even telling me or anything, like I'm totally fine with that. But why are you holding hands with her?
Yeah.
Do you like her?
It's like, it really bummed me out more watching you hold hands. I like that she was trying to be so cool and collected, but she vacillated. She was like giving him dirty girlfriend looks when he was talking about happy car rides or whatever. And then he's like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, fine. And she walked past him on purpose, but swinging her arms too much like a video game character. She's like, I'm doing great. Just walking across the room. And then here she's like, oh my God. Like, I'm totally fine with it. Whatever, you had fun. But you held hands. And then she goes, before I look like an idiot, tell me how it went. And Wells... Wells, who's just like he's wine tired right now.
Yeah.
Did you see his face just turn into that sad hobo clown face?
But he doesn't understand anything about women or people.
No. His answer is like, oh, you want to know how it went?
Yeah. Oh, like probably top two dates I've ever had, like besides JoJo. Like this was like probably the best date. I mean, I was so attracted to her. Like, I mean, really, she's just beautiful. I mean, you've seen her. She's great.
It's like the wine has killed my dick, but my brain still has a boner. Isn't that weird? It's not weird how that could happen. It's like, ah!
So meanwhile, Jamie is talking to Nick and friends. And they're like, so you think he liked you? And she's like, oh my God. Yeah. Like we're together. We're basically together. We're like 90%. Oh, we're like together. And then it goes, so you're like, sure, like 90% sure. Yeah, I'm like 89% sure that I'm going to be with Wells.
In most states, that's a B, but it's super close to an A. Like, it's so close to an A that you have, if you have an amazing date, like driving like weird cars through mud, you could get a 90. Like, nuts. It was so crazy. I'm in love with him. And then Ashley's back with Wells and he's like, that was awesome. She's like, look, I need a commitment. These people are so fucking crazy. So Wells and Ashley, she's like, who said this? I guess Ashley. Wait, Wells? I don't know. Someone said, the only thing I know right now is like, I'm done. Who said that? And then Ashley's like, I get it. It makes sense. Like, I'm glad you had fun. Like, that's amazing. It's like, why are you swinging your arms for sitting down? Like, what are you doing? And she says, I totally get it. That makes sense. And he's shocked that she's being so rational.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, everyone told me you were crazy and you're being so rational. Well, she's not in love with you, dum-dum.
And then Ashley, then Wells says that he did like Jamie. Okay, then in his OTF, he says, I don't want to hurt Ashley's feelings, you know, but Jamie is like no drama. Like, no complications, so I want to explore that. So instead of telling Ashley that, he goes, like, I'm really into you. You know, I mean, I'm just, like, a little bit confused about some stuff, but, like, you know, you're it.
And she goes, that was the most mature version of me ever, and he destroyed that. But then she says, this could be the fairy tale ending I've always been waiting for until I get the final rose. Then I could possibly lose it. And try and kill Jared again. This girl is just so nuts. She kept jumping back and forth. I was like, wait, he destroyed the most mature version of you ever? I'm going to pretend I want to marry him.
Then we go down to the beach where Izzy looks like a bear that just came out from a hibernation. Did you see that? She just looks crazy.
I think all she does is sleep.
Oh, my God.
She's asleep a lot.
She was a mess. She's like... I just feel like I'm so much more myself with Brett than I ever was with Vinny.
He doesn't ever expect me to take a shower, shave my armpits. Like, he doesn't care.
No. He totally does. Like women that are homeless and drunk.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. That's like the look I'm going for. Because he likes it.
It's like so nice to be around a guy who like actually wants like a film of tartar over your teeth. It's amazing. I'm in love. I don't want to compare him and Vinny, but he's way hotter.
So now Wells is sitting with Jamie and Ashley together. Awkward. And he's like, oh, there's two beautiful women vying for my attention. And then, hello, in comes Lauren.
This is so sad because this is such fresh meat syndrome. Like, he's just, he's the new guy. Everyone has, no one's seen him throw up yet. So, like, everybody wants to have sex with him. Like, he doesn't have an old used sign in on him. So, all these girls are like, well, that guy's a pussy. He won't hurt my feelings on TV. I think that they're going with him because they think he'll be the easiest one to get a rose from. What well, do you
there's
think?
And there's no one else, right?
Yeah, I think they're pretty much all gone. Nick's basically taking naps on the couch with that boring-faced girl. Whatever.
Right.
So it gets, it starts getting, he's the only one I like. I'm like, Jared is speed walking towards a SUV. The end. Is anybody else even on this show?
There isn't okay. anybody for them to go for, but what I did think it was interesting. So Izzy's first thing is like, I don't want Brett to like her. Like, I mean, he probably won't because like Lauren doesn't have tartar on her teeth like I do. And, you know, like she doesn't look homeless, like she combed her hair. So I'm sure Brett won't be into her.
He wants a girl who tastes like toothpaste.
Oh, he's never going to be into that. That's gross.
So these producers are bitches, okay? It's been fairly normal. I mean, full of idiots, but still fairly normal, I would think, is a season. And so for the last week, they're like, bring the biggest idiotic whores you can find to just start the entire island on fire. Just, I don't even care who it is. Bring me any kind of hoe. Go into the bathroom and just scrape any kind of hoe off the floor and bring her in here. Just tell her she'll get a free beer. Oh my God. Who are these people? The first girl is Lauren.
Yeah. And how gay does Brett sound, the hairdresser, describing her? He's like, Lauren's looking hot. I mean, she's got a head of blonde hair, a cute little outfit. She's just scrumptious. I want to eat her up.
It's like, that girl is like a hors d'oeuvre, passing at a party.
He's like, I just want to dry shampoo that hair like all night.
Well, you know a queen loves a project. That guy's a hairdresser with triangle head. Right. You know, she walked in and he was like, oh my God, that girl's roots are like 3 inches long. Project time. I can't wait to teach her how to keep her jaw hinged while she talks. This is going to be amazing.
It was oh so funny. So Lauren goes and sits with Jen and someone else and says that she thinks Wells is cute.
I'm just laughing because Jen is so boring. You're like, this girl could have been talking to a wall and we wouldn't have even... She's like, so, like, what do y'all think? Like, she has this kind of mid... She's got a Valley Girl Midwestern accent. It's hilarious. The mixture is hilarious. She's like, so, tell me about the girls.
She's such a non-issue on the whole show. I don't get it.
She is, and she can't keep her jaw hands while she talks. It's like always moving back and forth.
Wait, you're talking about Lauren?
Lauren, yeah.
Yeah. I have that note in here. I thought you were talking about Jen.
Oh, who? The wall?
Nick, yeah.
The exit sign.
That was really funny. Lauren's, yeah, she has the really weird way of talking.
Lauren really does. Her jaw's always unhinged. This Jen girl, I don't even know what she's saying. I think she's just like, I just want you to not have walls up. Like, I don't even care with her. So, yeah, Evan, yeah. Ashley, and Wells... Wells is like, gee, it's so hard with everybody pretending I'm so hot. Like, I hope I'm not asked out again. This was really hard. This guy is turning into an 80-year-old in front of our face. I've never seen somebody age that much in a day.
Which girl?
Wells.
Oh, Wells, yes.
Because he's
oh
just God. Getting shit-faced and he's like exhausted.
He's like an old Florida Jew.
By the time these girls come up, his eyes are half closed. He's got big dark circles. He looks like he smells like bar rot. You know, he just looks gross.
Oh, yeah.
He's been on a date. He woke up early. He's made out with two people, I think, so far. He's exhausted. Like,
yo, He's like, hello, hello, pretty lady. Do you want to go for a nosh? Let's go have a nosh. I can say this because I'm Jewish, but apparently not good at Jewish impressions.
I'm not really
either. Who wants a bagel?
Who wants a bagel? Hey, my little latke.
Come here, you. Bubby. Come here, Bubby.
I got you a secret here, latke bubba. Necklace. Half the latke is you and half the latke is me. It's like, oh, this is going to rot on my neck. It's supposed to be a locket. Stupid. Stupid old man Jewish Wells. He's like, Seymour. Okay, so I just wrote, he's 80 now. Okay, so now this other girl comes in. In the preview,
Shoshana.
I thought, Shoshana, Shosh. I thought they were calling her Chu. Weren't they calling her Chu? Is that her nickname or something? Because
know.
I think in the previews, they were like, and then here comes Chu. But I don't know how anybody, I don't know what they're saying half the time.
I don't know
on
how
the
you
show.
Get Chu from Shoshana.
I really don't know either. But I was like, who were they calling Chu? I just thought it was funny that it's like,
Shoshana. I don't know.
Shosh.
She comes in.
Shosh.
Niet. Shoshana. Okay, so Lauren. So wait.
This bitch
just
can't even walk down
second.
The stairs. Like, this girl's too stupid to walk.
But first, Lauren, Jen tells Lauren that she should go for Brett. Because apparently Brett's not really with Izzy. This is the confusing thing for me.
Yeah, Izzy's always asleep, and Brett's always looking at dick outlines on the beach.
And Lauren's like, yeah, Brett looks like a bad boy. How does Brett look like a bad boy? Because he's wearing chinos? What is the what makes you think he's a bad boy?
I think all these girls have seen too many Vidal Sassoon commercials. Like, they're always trying to be all cool with their blow dryers. They're like, yeah, danger. I'm like, it's a blow dryer, okay? Stop with this, Vidal Sassoon. No one's falling for this danger anymore. You're talking about hair. Maybe they've seen those commercials and they're like, oh my God, it's the Vidal Sassoon triangle head guy. He's dangerous.
Okay, so Shoshana comes in and she wants Wells right away. And Brett agrees to go on a date with Lauren.
Yes.
Trying to get to the next like good part. Okay, so they're going to go on a double date.
Yeah. Double date!
Yeah. And Jamie and Ashley are both sad. We're sad. One of us is psycho and one of us is just regular sad. And Izzy is pissed.
Those unwanted girls were so funny. And they just watch everything all together, like the pissed off sister wives. Have you ever seen Sister Wives?
Yes.
They're all mad, like the sister wives.
Yep.
That was some funny shit.
So then Lauren talks about her date. This is what I wrote. I said, there's something wrong with her jaw. She side talks.
Yeah,
she needs orthodontia.
It keeps moving. She's like, I really feel things for you out loud. And we could have a future. What is your accent? It's so weird.
She has a horse face, and I don't understand how Brett thinks she's attractive.
I don't think he thinks that. I really do think he sees a client. And somebody to get him away from Placky Lizzie.
Yeah, you're right.
He's like, no, I do not want tartar sauce with my fish. He's all mad at tartar.
He's so mad.
Okay, I'm trying to see what I wrote here.
Everyone goes surfing.
I just wrote that this Russian girl's such a hoe. She's like, oh, I like you. You're the one. I can't do a Russian accent. And he's like, oh, okay, well, let me update you. You're totally going to get you're going to totally get bit by crabs. And she's like, okay, then I will take you to the shower with me. And then you can protect me from the crabs.
Like, you can protect my boobs and my vagina from the crabs.
Girl, there ain't lighter fluid going to protect anybody from your crabs. What the hell you think you're kidding? You can barely walk down those stairs. Those crabs hurt so bad.
Meanwhile, back at base camp, Izzy is telling Jamie that, I was into Vinny, but, you know, then I was really attracted to Brett, so I followed my instincts. And at first I was, like, really relieved, but now Brett's on another date.
She goes, why can't I be Lace and Grant?
She's like, Izzy. I was Lace and Grant, but I threw it all away. I took a chance on love. I gambled on love.
Yeah,
and I lost.
You're already Izzy and that weird pizza guy from Staten Island with funny hair. Okay?
Yep.
Like, you can't just switch couples. I'm trying to find where I am in my notes.
So we go back to Brett and Lauren.
Brett and Lauren
are on the beach and they're having a really nasally conversation. They're like, Lauren's like, I really want to get to know you better.
She says, I'm attracted to you. I wrote A-T-T-R-E-C-K-T-E-D.
I'm attracted to you. I'm really boring and normal, in case you can tell.
Yeah, I'm like totally boring. I want someone to connect with on another level.
Yeah, and also, like, I think you're a great person. How does she fucking know if he's a great person?
Maybe she just likes the sound of triangles. She's like, every time I hear a ding, I'll think of you. It's like, ding, triangle head.
Brett, triangle head, says he's confused because he thinks Lauren's nice. A lot of things confuse Brett.
Well,
McDonald's new menu, Dr. Seuss books, Fantastic Sam.
Wait a minute. How is this McDonald's menu gourmet? I'm not falling for that.
I am confused.
What is the shape of that bun? I just was at McDonald's yesterday, and they have a new crazy gourmet bun, and it looks like a challah. Like, what is it? It's like multi-crowned. I don't know what's happening at McDonald's, but I understand you, Brett.
Yeah.
He's also confused because he's talking to an idiot who's talking in like 10 different accents at one time. It's like, what? I'm literally confused. What did you say right now? Use your hands.
But so, while you're watching this, aren't you like, these people are not going to last on the show. Why do they think that they're going to introduce somebody like Lauren on the second to last episode? Is there any possibility? Okay, I shouldn't be analyzing the show for logic, but are we as viewers, is there any possibility that somebody's going to get engaged by the next day?
Well, you never know. I saw some clips of the coming up week, and I don't think it's any of these new girls, though, but everybody's crazy. Like, the Russians having some breakdown by a rock. I was like, how could you possibly have been hurt this bad? You've been here 5 minutes. She's like, my heart hurt.
I think she's going to be another Ashley. Just a crazy.
Oh, my God. I hope she's like a crazy yeller and not a crazy crier. I could use somebody throwing some dishes around, even though, you know, they're all plastic up in there. But still.
Well, she does seem like that. She seems crazy. Because Wells is making out with her and he's like, I don't know. She's like a voodoo goddess or a geisha or a villain or I don't know. But I like making out with her. I want to feel her boobs.
She's like a Russian villain.
Yeah.
This stupid guy. Okay. Also, Wells. Could Wells have any less sex appeal? Come on.
No.
Wells is really cute. I loved his drunk Snapchat. I like his little smile. Do not forget that Wells is a little tattletale, lazy bastard. Okay.
He has the same sex appeal as Evan, only he's just a little cuter.
Which one's Evan? Oh no. He has a little more. He has slightly more than Evan, but they are similar. Yeah, they are similar
in that they could be your like best girlfriend, but they're not. I don't know.
He couldn't even kiss. Like when she was kissing, he's saying she's so hot, blah, blah, blah. But she's trying to open his mouth, and he was doing his best to keep his mouth closed and just have kind of kiss. And
I know.
She finally pried his mouth open with her tongue. She's like, oh, I lift. She's like, break down this wall. She's all quoting Reagan. And she finally stuck his tongue so far down his throat that he got a double chin.
Ew.
That shit was crazy. And this is how sexy he is. He's like, she's so sexy and hot like a James Bond villain. I can't help but steal glances at her derriere. Who says that? Nobody.
What is he doing? He's erased any kind of edge that his personality had after that drunken video.
I know. And then he gives a hard blink to us, but it's not like not that kind of blink. It's a double wink. And I was like, okay. So you got some more likes and now you think you're really great. I can't with you.
I hate him for that.
Have a drink.
We can't go back. We can't come back from him calling her butt her derriere.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with him. Send him home. Just kidding. So Izzy and new girl. Why can't I be Lacey Grant? Beach, Brett, I want to get to know you better. Nick and Ashley. Did we talk about this yet? Nick and Ashley, have you considered not getting a... Nick tries to have this talk with Ashley where he's like, have you considered the fact that you might not be getting a rose? Because it seems like that guy has been spending a lot of time with other girls and you have a habit of being possessive. I was like, whose job are you going for? Because you're kind of Chris Hansening it right now.
Yeah, he is.
Wasn't he?
He's trying to take over the franchise.
Which he possibly could because he's the new Bachelor.
Oh my God. But your post calling him David Hasselhoff's hair is so right on.
It is, right? I've been trying to figure out where I've seen that hair, Knight Rider.
He's a young Hasselhoff.
Yes. I can't tell if he's hotter or not because I put them right next to each other and I was like,
I think he is, but personally, and maybe this is just personal feelings, I think he needs a haircut. He needs to trim that beard. He needs to make himself more normal again.
David Hasselhoff?
The Grizzly Adams thing is not working. Yes, David Hasselhoff. Nick.
Yeah, Nick is really so lazy. I don't know how he's going to make it through an entire season of The Bachelor because he's exhausted. All he does is lay on the couch. And that girl's like, open up. And he's like, what do you want from me? I want to take a nap. That's my honest, true intention in life. Like, my destiny is to sleep on your lap and possibly pee in the ocean later. He's, like, that's like my plan.
He's like a senior dog.
He's like Beethoven. The dog. Okay, so Shosh. Wait, did we already see this? Okay, yeah, we already saw that. So Evan and Carly make out while lizards cuddle and the iguana parties. And then Evan gets a boner. Ew!
Ew!
By the way, there was just a big black bar there, and I don't believe it until I see it.
I know. Like, as if that was going to be visible. That's not true.
Well, they just put Anthony Weiner's wiener all over the place through his underwear.
Well,
why can't they do it on The Bachelor? If they can do it in politics, they can do it in The Bachelor. What the hell?
Agreed.
And Carly's like, I'm really glad that I could do that to you.
So then Evan, do we have a part where Evan tells the story in flashback about Josh and they blur it out in a really weird way?
I think that's right now.
Like, doodly, 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 doodly. But it's super blurred out so you can barely tell what's going on.
Yeah, it's like, really Vaseline-y. The lens is like really shiny and Vaseline-y.
Yeah.
And he's like, deep down, deep down, Josh and Nick, like, despise each other. I'm like, deep down? What do you mean, deep down? Like, they're literally yelling at each other on the beach, you idiot. And he's dressed, what is he wearing, a little sailor shirt? What is that shirt he's wearing?
Oh, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm obsessed.
Evan, I can't watch Evan. It's so gross to me.
Evan,
so sad and disappointed by Carly
when he was talking about I'm happy for her. Girl needs a punching bag, so I'm happy for her because you know she's gonna beat him. But when they showed the twins in this flashback scene, it was hilarious that the twins were even dumber in the flashback than they were in this actual scene. I don't know if this was lost footage or what, but I don't remember them being this stupid. They're like, we're just really worried about you because the attractions, like the attractions, like what he's saying about his like entrenchments. It might be true, like his entrenchments. Like seriously, we're so scared. It was hilarious. No wonder Amanda cried. She's like, Lassie, I don't know what you're trying to say.
Timmy. Josh fall down the well? What's happening?
That's what it was like. So,
meanwhile, Josh is holding a seminar on the beach on haters. Haters 101. There's haters everywhere. Okay? Like, there's just going to be haters. Like, you're going to have to learn to deal with haters because they're everywhere.
I hate that look, I'm such a hypocrite because I totally do this. But I hate that he talks so much to say one thing. It's like he doesn't even know what he's saying. He's just like, yeah, well, you know, there's always going to be people who are going to try and bring you down. And like, you know, you just have to stand tall and be like, I'm not sitting, I'm standing because the sky's up and I'm here. I'm on the ground. My feet are on the ground because like some people are going to try and dig holes. Like they'll try and trip you. But you just got to be like, whatever, I'm not going to trip. I'm walking on the ground. Okay, bro? Like, you don't shut up. Be quiet. You can't even talk. And I hate his fake accent that comes in and out. And I think I figured out that he's trying to be straight. Is that what he's doing? He's like, yeah, some people will try and bring you down, bro. I'm like, what? What are you in Carlito's way now? Please be quiet, Josh.
Carlito's way.
No one is buying this, Josh, okay? So Amanda, Nick and Jen. So this is where boring ass Jen is like, I just want you to like, I don't know. Why do you have such an opinion about Amanda? Do you like her better than me? And he goes, well, look, I mean, I wouldn't want my sister, anyone, to be a victim to his aggression. She's like, so you want to fuck your sister? This girl. Just walk away, Nick.
So then Amanda gets a date card and starts wondering about getting engaged to Josh, which I found weird. Are they told? Okay, this is my ignorance because I haven't seen Bachelor in Paradise, but are they told, like, are all the guys supposed to propose at the end? So you have to see if they're going to propose, like, on The Bachelor? I don't know.
Yeah, people like, propose at the end.
I mean, I know they're going to, but I thought that was more spontaneous. I didn't know that they actually propose.
Yeah, I think they know each other like 2 full weeks by the end of this. So, of course, sounds totally normal. Let's propose. How long do they shoot this show, do you think? How long is the shooting?
I read that I think it's less than 3 weeks. It's 18 days.
Oh, my God. Yep. Yeah, so, of course, get married. So Amanda gets her date card and she's like, do you want to come on this date with me, Josh? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, first she's like, I've thought a lot about getting engaged to Josh, but I've been in bad relationships before and I don't want to be blind. So, yeah,
I don't want to be blind like. That's what I wrote down. You're going to be blind. He'll poke your eyes out if you look the wrong way. You're about to literally be blind. You better get some piano talent or something. Oh, and then Josh, when she's doing this monologue, like marriage, blind marriage. Josh is putting on his shirt and he's looking over the ocean and he's putting on his shirt so angrily. He's like, yeah, put on my shirt. Yeah, fuck you, ocean. And he's like starting a fight with the ocean.
And he only buttons it halfway up, which made me think that it's like some kind of Incredible Hulk thing. So that in case he gets mad and has to bust out of it, like it's only buttoned halfway up. He's already like Hulk style.
He's like an insecure Hulk. Like he's worried he won't get big enough. So he's just wearing a smaller shirt. nothing works the same when it's through roids, eh, Josh? So they go on this date. This is the most painful thing to watch. I know that these shows are kind of set up. And I hate when people are always like, it's not scripted. Like, I just don't like that. But because I don't think people on these shows are smart enough to remember a script. But I get that it's set up. But these two, I don't know if they're running for mayor of some little town somewhere, but they just repeat these lines, you know? Josh says, yeah, like, I'm really happy we're here. We need to progress this relationship, bitch. Yeah. And there's been interference with others. Like, there's one guy in particular who's interfering with us, and he can't get over us. And I don't care about any negativity. And, like, his weird accent, negativity, LOL. Just be quiet over there. We know who you're talking about. She knows who you're talking about. Why are you talking?
It's the worst.
She goes, I'm always uses the same character. Word.
Yeah. Amanda, you know, there's a lot of people here who don't trust me. And, you know, they're worried about my past. But I'll tell you something. I'm just focused on you. All my focus is on you. That's why I installed some surveillance cameras in your car and your apartment. It's not because I don't trust you. It's because I want to focus on you. Like, literally.
Yeah, all I care about is you. You. All I care about. She's like, yeah, but all I think about is you. Like, really, right now, all I'm thinking about is, like, you, because I believe in us. He's like, I believe in us.
Yeah.
And this Nick, this specific person, I don't know what his issue is with me. Yeah. Really? Because he said it pretty clearly. You're an abusive asshole. Somebody wrote it about it in a book, and you're pretending that it didn't happen now. And then you walked away because you couldn't answer it. You really don't know what his issue is?
And Amanda's like, I know somebody wrote some like stuff about you being like a sociopath in a book, but I don't read books really. So I think I'm a good judge of character and I trust you. And also like after I'm killed, I just want Denise Richards to play me in the Lifetime movie. So I don't know who I need to talk to about that. Should I talk to you? Can you, will you pass that message along?
Casting. I can't believe she actually says, I'm a good judge of character. Aren't your kids like two? Like, didn't you divorce your husband?
Yeah.
Like the minute you got pregnant? I think that's the epitome of not a good judge of character. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And
no
aren't
offense.
You like, I've had a bunch of bad relationships?
Yeah. No offense.
Okay. But... so this one's different because you knew the guy 16 days?
This girl said everything an abuse victim says. She goes,
when I'm alone with him, he's different. Everyone sees one side, but when we're alone,
and then
he's not perfect. But who is?
Those are such... I've heard those in so many Lifetime movies, those phrases.
Yep.
They're would worry for her, but she doesn't even care. So get out of here.
They're like, we're the most genuine couple that ever genuined. So, ooh, fireworks. All right. So fuck
them
both. I'm
going to name our kids Jen.
Fuck both of you.
Yeah. Fuck them. Ashley sums it up nicely. She's like, well, both has to choose me, some rando, or a hooker from Russia. So good luck. And then Jamie says, I should stop hesitating and just go for what I want because all I do is hesitate. And I really need to stop hesitating and just get Wells.
Yeah. And then Wells is like, well, what do you want?
He looks so bored with her when she says that.
I know.
Because she does the thing every guy hates. He's like, so, how are you? And she, well, she's pulled him alone for like private time. So he goes, how are you? And she goes,
well, I was annoyed, but I got over it. Like, I'm totally okay now. But yeah, like, I was totally annoyed. So, I mean, I'm okay now. I'm okay. But I was annoyed. Like,
I mean, am I a tiny bit annoyed still? Yeah, obviously. You could ask me about it. You could ask me why I'm annoyed. And then I'm going to say no reason because I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to seem like, you know, like I'm complaining.
But here I am. Yeah. Here I am being less annoyed. Not really, but I'm trying to pretend it.
And he rolls his eyes at the ocean like, oh, Jesus, I'm exhausted. He's like, can I take a nap before we have this discussion? And he just says, so what are you looking for? Person I met this morning and have already forgotten. And she goes, oh my God, my dream is like a perfect fit. He's like, shut up. And they just make out. He's got to taste like sour lemons and like powdered milk right now. Can't be good.
Yeah.
Can't be good.
And then Ashley is like, I feel like I'm having a heart attack right now. So she goes over and says, can I talk to you? And then they make out.
I like that she got pissy with the Russian because she was talking to the girls and the Russian was there. And she's like, oh my God, like, how do you think it feels? Like, see the guy you like with someone else. And she goes, go talk to Wells. He's a good kisser. She goes, you kissed him? She's like, yeah. Oh, that's great. That's awesome. I'm so happy for you. Swinging arms. I'm so happy for you. So happy. Like, lady, you've gone on one date with the guy and talked about Jared the whole time. Keep it in the car. Keep your hands in the car.
So next week, we are going to have the finale.
The finales. Did you see Brett walking to the rock and beating the halogen lamp?
I mean, what's going to happen with Brett and Izzy? That's the biggest cliffhanger. I mean, they seem so in love.
Well, I know because I have TMZ. So I know. I have the internet, Stephanie. So I already know what's happening with those two. But whatever. I'll wait for you to realize it on your own. Do you want an update on what happened with Kayla and Jared? Because I totally watched After the Rose.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please.
So, after the rolls, Kayla comes on and she's all victim-y. Oh my God, this girl. And Sean Lowe I think he says this three times. He's like, I just kept wondering. You know, she takes all this abuse and I figured this dark side would come out, but it didn't. You're just such a genuine, wonderful person. He said it over and over throughout the show. It's like, thanks. But basically, she dated Jared for 6 weeks. And when they asked what happened, she's like, well, we had hometown visits. which is hilarious because what? I like that they're pretending that they're still on the show even when they're not.
Oh my, did she really use that term?
No, it's just what I wrote down. Okay. She's like, we met each other's family. And she, blah, blah, blah. She basically said that Ashley broke them up. She hinted, but she was saying there were other forces involved. And I'm not going to say what they were, but there were other forces, dot, dot, dot. And then they showed a clip. Michelle Collins is so evil. She's like, well, it may not look like she had any emotion on the show. Let's watch clips of Kayla. So they show Kayla just trying to cry in all these clips. She's like, I got hurt on The Bachelor, and like, I'm still trying to be myself. Like, I can't be my real self after The Bachelor. Like, she's trying really hard to cry. Aww. And when it comes back from the clip, she's still pretending to cry, like in a talk show where everyone's silent and they're just looking at her. And Michelle goes, well, that was emotional. Anyway, on the phone, we've got a caller. Nick came on. He's a new bachelor. We all know it. He's a bit smarmy. Wells is really smarmy.
So did Jared come on too?
Jared came on. He basically stuck up for Ashley the whole time. He's like, really? She's just my friend. Like, she was trying to help me. And Ashley came on too. And she had this really evil Chola eyebrow pencil, like really dark eyebrows and then braided pigtails. She's out for blood.
Did Jared say what his reason why he thought he and Kayla broke up?
He said, he was doing that thing where he says a lot of things, but like that, so like you don't really get it. He was like, you know, like me and Kayla, like we had like great times. Like, you know, we were together and like, you know, some of the times like they were really great, but like sometimes it was really bad too, right? And she's like, uh-huh. She's looking like she wants to punch him. He's like, yeah, so sometimes it was good and sometimes it was bad. So, like, yeah. Like, great answer, dude.
Oh, God.
But basically, he said that he's still friends with Ashley and they talk all the time and that she was trying to protect him. And while during the show, Carly was texting rude shit. Someone posted this on her Facebook, so thank you. But Carly was posting, give me a break or whatever on her Twitter. And she said, to be fair, it wasn't just Ashley questioning Kayla. It was everybody. So I'm guessing Kayla's a bitch. Because remember yesterday when we were talking about how Lace was talking on the stairs and someone passed by her. And she's like, we're talking right now. That was Kayla.
Oh.
So I guess everyone hates Kayla.
Yeah. She goes, I don't like her.
Yeah. Everyone hates her. And I can kind of see it. Because as much as Sean Lowe wants to say she doesn't have a dark side, she was throwing some really shady looks last night, like really evil. So it was pretty good. Ben and Lauren came on. I don't know what it is about this show and balding the men who are on it. It's like it puts hair loss stuff in their shampoo or something. But Ben is drawing his hair on now. He's like drawn himself little wispy sides that come onto his head. I mean, ew. It looked crazy. You should look it up. It looked crazy. And that's it. I mean, like, we don't need to go into the whole thing. I just wanted to tell you because Kayla and Jared, I can't believe it. They already broke up.
Well, at least they weren't engaged and then broke up. Although that would be fun.
Well, they did do the hometowns. His mom was probably like, so Kayla, what do you think of Ashley? And she's like, God damn it, I can't escape her.
I love that we're going to have fantasy suites. Next week is going to be everything.
Yeah, next week is everything. And oh, so God, that'll do us for today. We're going to move on and do our Gay Bachelor bonus episode.
Yes.
So come on back. If you guys want to listen to that, just go to rosepricks.com. You'll find out all the info. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at rosepricks_pod, or just look for Rose Pricks Podcast on Facebook. We're there too. And we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Come on over.
Boy, 1 week left, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. I just hope.